The Northeast Community Center has been a long-standing operation in Millerton, New York. It has evolved and changed over the years. I follow it closely because when we started Tri-State Public Communications and Robin Hood Radio, we have evolved and changed over the years. Right now, we want to bring in the executive director of the Northeast Community Center. This is part of the Foundation for Community Health series here on Robin Hood Radio, introducing basically organizations that have worked with the Foundation for Community Health, so you get a better understanding of what the Foundation for Community Health is and what they do and how they do it, and you see on the other end the organizations that receive the help. So we'll welcome in Christine Sargent, the Executive Director of the Northeast Community Center. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. And good morning to all your listeners. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's interesting because I've followed the Northeast Community Center because it's there's a path that we have here that is very similar to that. When we first thought about starting this radio station, we figured we'd have an annual budget of $100,000 to $200,000. Well, mm-hmm. in our most recent 990 filings, it can be anywhere from $700,000 to $800,000 to operate what we do here as a nonprofit. And you, with the Northeast Community Center, your budget recently has grown to right around $1 million as well.
Yeah, and growing. We are definitely the what you would call a grassroots organization. We grew up grassroots style, similar to what you've described for the radio station. We started out as a nonprofit and had a $4,000 grant to provide transportation to seniors. And 31 years later, we're actually approaching a $1.5 million budget. We have over 30 staff. We receive support from more than 50 different funding sources, and most importantly, many donors out there. And I have to say, we are a very proud and grateful partner of the Foundation for Community Health, as they have been one of our longest supporters.
You know, it's interesting when I talk about or think about the Northeast Community Center, it's an idea that started off with a very narrow focus. Back when it was, I even forget when you actually were incorporated and started, but over the years, and what this is what happens with successful programs that the community needs, it grows and grows and grows. I mean, how long has the community center been around?
Wow, that's a great history. It actually began in the 80s with a couple of really engaged community members who said, listen, people here are struggling and they're not able to access services because so many of Dutchess County services are located far in the western side of the county over near Poughkeepsie. And many people are surprised to learn that geographic distance and that big mountain in between is a deterrent, especially if you're a working family and can't get all the way over there for services. So their goal was trying to find ways to get people in our region to those services. So, of course, transportation became a part of it. We didn't have very much local health care except gratefully Sharon Hospital. And so transportation became one of our initial goals. But over time, as we started to identify the needs, it became apparent that we must begin to provide some of those services ourselves. And so we became like a little human service, educational, cultural, recreational, and community engagement organization, officially incorporated in 1990. And since then, we've grown quite rapidly.
Yeah, it's interesting because right now, the range of your services, I think a lot of people think of, oh, the Northeast Community Center, it's the farm, the produce that you sell, oh, it's programs for kids. But you really have programs, like you just said, that interacts with not only young children, teenagers, adults, but senior citizens, and that's just a portion of your focus. That's only probably like a quarter of what your focus is, and how important I think that you've grown to the Northeast Community Center, and with your budget, the amount of money that you probably save people from paying in taxes is pretty amazing.
Thank you for that support. It's true. Over time, we've grown quite a bit, and we can proudly say that we offer programs of some sort or activities of some sort for everyone from toddlers through seniors, And even though we do focus on those most in need, we actually have something for everyone at every income level. We have volunteer opportunities to engage people. We have community activities and events that just anyone can come to. Our farmers market, for example, in the town of Millerton, many don't know that that's a nonprofit-run farmers market. And so we don't make any money. Our goal is to make sure that the farmers are there to make money, the vendors, and that people are drawn into the community of Millerton to support the local businesses. So we pretty much have something for anyone, to put it simply.
I was going to say, your specific services that you have, your outreach to people is truly simply amazing, especially for the size of your staff and the volunteers. I mean, everybody must be extremely busy in that building.
That's well said. We do. We serve all over the Northeast region of Dutchess, so Dover, Millbrook, Stanfordville, Pine Plains, Amenia, Wassaic, and, of course, Millerton Northeast. But we also have programs that are accessible to people who are in Southern Columbia and, of course, Northwestern Litchfield County and Connecticut. So we have a lot going on. And I have to say, it's our long history of the staff and leadership that have come before us, but I have to be very proud of the staff that we have. They're extremely hardworking. They were amazing through the pandemic at shifting and changing what they were doing to be there for our community. And it is definitely a very hardworking staff that I'm very grateful for and very proud of.
We are speaking with Christine Sargent, who's the executive director at the Northeast Community Center. So now let's get to the cooperation and the working together with the Northeast Community Center and the Foundation for Community Health. This is what we're, with this series of interviews that we're doing, trying to explain for people that what the Foundation for Community Health does, the help that it facilitates to different programs from different nonprofit organizations in the region. I mean, how has the Foundation for Community Health really helped you out in different programs?
Well, first I'd like to mention the transportation program. I think we have to be really grateful to the Foundation for Community Health, and particularly Gertrude O'Sullivan, our largest relationship at the foundation. She has been a supporter of the community center for a very long time, and I think without them, we would not have the transportation program we have today. It is our longest running program, as I said. It began in 1990 with a $4,000 American Red Cross grant, and so we were providing transportation. But in the early 2000s, when public transportation stopped here in the Northeast region of Dutchess County, at least, it became a very serious and dire need for our community. And so Gertrude and the Foundation and the Northeast Community Center worked together to find solutions. And since then, we have grown a transportation program that serves thousands each year. We have one wheelchair accessible van and have just been awarded a second one by the state. And the program has just expanded year after year. And that is thanks to some really core, important support, particularly at key points along the way from the foundation. So we're really grateful for that. But they've been here for us in other ways. And they've been here for the community in other ways. They have brought together communications and meetings amongst constituents to discuss various issues. For example, I used to be at Cornell Cooperative Extension, and we came together with Gertrude and the Northeast Community Center to just discuss summer meals, just to have a conversation because we were looking at Cornell to help create more summer meals programs. Thanks to that conversation, we helped fund the Northeast Community Center to get a summer meals program started. And now that I'm at the Community Center, I'm very proud to tell you that our summer meals program served meals to over 7,000 children last year during the summer. And we're about to do it again, and we're very grateful for that program, and I don't think it may not have happened without Gertrude and the Foundation for Community Health and their desire to bring people together to create positive change.
Foundation for Community Health. If people want more information, ask you questions about what they do, how can they access the center?
So we try to be as accessible as possible. We're about to go back to we just came back to our offices. We're opening the center in July. We have a very large food pantry that's taking up the community center space right now. But we can be reached at our phone number and via email and on our website. So let me share those details with you very quickly. Our phone number is 518 789-4259, and we have a range of extensions there, or you can just press 0 and speak to the general reception. Our email addresses tend to be our first name, followed by northeastcommunitycenter.org, so I can be reached at christine@northeastcommunitycenter.org. But if you check on our website, you'll see that you can reach many of our programs directly. Our transportation program, for example, our food pantry if you need some help, our case management services if you need some help. Generally, you can email people directly or call them directly and get a phone extension. And so jessica@northeastcommunitycenter.org is our case management program. Food pantry@northeastcommunitycenter.org is our food pantry program. And then the transportation program is nedt@northeastcommunitycenter.org. But check our website or just give us a call, and we're happy to help you find what you need.
The Northeast Community Center, it's kind of like the sun coming up in the morning. It's there. It's established. It's amazing how you've established yourself. And really, it's a type of thing. And you're, by the way, your location right there by the rail trail and by the center of Millerton, it helps you out a lot. But it's amazing how really you are just now a fundamental service that everybody, I hope, doesn't take for granted.
We appreciate that, and we hope we do our community proud as well. Their opinions matter to us, their support matters to us, and most of all, that we are serving their needs is most important to us. So thank you so much for that support.
Well, Christine, thanks for joining us this morning. Keep up the great work, and once again, our thanks to the Foundation for Community Health as well.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
The Foundation for Community Health puts these programs together, so you understand the interaction and the cooperation that is needed for a lot of these agencies to do what they do, and we just take it for granted, and we shouldn't.